The state legislature in Connecticut is considering changes to the laws that would affect assisted suicide in that state. It's because of one case. A terminal cancer patient last year committed suicide with the help of a friend who will appear in court tomorrow on manslaughter charges. John Dankosky of member station WNPR in Hartford reports.
By June of last year, John Wells told friends he'd about had it. The prostate cancer, only recently diagnosed, had spread into his spine. The rugged 68-year-old mechanic and ex-Marine was in pain, and doctors told him the cancer was terminal. A steady stream of neighbors from throughout this rural community had been taking shifts caring for Wells at his home. Gordon Ridgway is Cornwall's first selectman and Wells' close friend.
He took care of himself in a lot of regards. He built his own house, took care of his own equipment, grew his own food. He was a self-reliant person and helped a lot of people out, but he didn't expect much in return.
Ridgway says on the morning of June 11th, Hunt Williams took his turn caring for John Wells, a man he'd known for 20 years.
I don't think John Wells chose him. I think it just happened to be Hunt was there at the time. I think it was a total random thing. It could have happened on anybody's shift.
But it was Williams, a 74-year-old Army vet who works as an EMT with the local ambulance service. Williams isn't giving interviews, but he told police that Wells said, "I guess this is the day to do it." Wells went into his bedroom and got an old .38 caliber revolver out of a paper bag. Williams said the gun was in bad shape, so he cleaned it for Wells and carried it outside. The two friends talked about where Wells should aim the gun. They shook hands, said their goodbyes, and Williams headed down the driveway. After he heard the shot, Williams went back to find Wells dead. Then he called 911. Gordon Ridgway.
He's not a person that would walk away from a difficult situation. People are supporting him because they don't feel that an act of compassion, an act of bravery should result in a felony conviction. It just doesn't equate.
But some 7 months later, Williams was arrested and charged with second-degree manslaughter. Attorney J. Michael Sconyers is defending Williams.
My client, and I'm going to use exactly his phrase, was flabbergasted when he was arrested. He didn't have a clue that there was a possibility of a criminal charge against him.
David Shepak, the state's attorney prosecuting the case, declined to talk on tape. He says although such prosecutions are rare, the statute is applied when someone causes or aids another person to commit suicide. The maximum sentence is 10 years, but he says it's unlikely anyone would serve that much time. In response to the arrest, Cornwall's state senator Andrew Rohrabach proposed legislation to allow accelerated rehabilitation in such a case. Under the bill, a judge would have the ability to waive jail time and clear the criminal record of someone like Hunt Williams, a first-time offender not likely to offend again. Rohrabach says it would only apply in a case where someone is motivated by compassion.
I think the court ought to be able to recognize that that was the emotion that motivated someone and dismiss the charges accordingly.
But the Connecticut Catholic Conference opposes the bill. Deacon David Reynolds is their lobbyist.
This is assisted suicide. It's going to open up the state to those type of activities, and it's going to open up people's options in terms of committing that without a harsh punishment, which could lead to abuses.
Reynolds says without Williams' help, Wells may have never committed suicide.
I'm not clearly sure that he would have done it if his friend had walked out the door, or even if his friend said, you know, don't do this.
But attorney Sconyers disagrees. As evidence, he reads from a letter he received from John Wells' sister.
John always stated loud and clear that he was not going to become some sick, old, helpless human vegetable dependent upon someone else for living. As he'd done everything in his life, he would do the end his way.
Sconyers has asked the judge to consider accelerated rehabilitation for Hunt Williams, even though Connecticut lawmakers have yet to vote on the new law. Willamette University law professor Valerie Vollmer has studied end-of-life issues nationally and says she hasn't seen any other laws allowing this type of probation in assisted suicide cases. For NPR News, I'm John Dankosky.